Greaseman.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Jake. How you doing?
Very well.
I'm calling in reference to maybe a small gambling problem.
What is that, sir?
Well, people tend to tell me that I'm wagering anywhere from $300 to $500 a week. Telling me that's just a little too steep. I don't know. What is your opinion?
It depends on what your overall, how much you make in a year.
Well, it kind of breaks even, kind of, you know, hit and miss.
Yeah, I understand. It's best if you can shake that. I mean, gambling's okay every now and then. You take a trip to Atlantic City or something like that. But on a regular $300 to $500 a week, maybe it is too much.
I don't get involved in Atlantic City.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that, you know, gambling once in a blue moon's okay, but you do it every week like that, it's probably not good. You know what I'm saying? It should be like a little special treat. I know a lot of guys maybe make some money gambling like that, but I don't know. I say just if you possibly can, $300 to $400 a week. It was one of the biggest family crises we ever had. Pop couldn't leave it alone. Could not. Ended up losing money. You know, he had that Friday night poker game. All the guys coming over. I remember one time he had the game at somebody else's house, and Daddy came home as usual, 2 o'clock in the morning, tripping over the coffee table. Had to wake up Mama. And I couldn't help but overhear him. She said, Oscar, you lost your paycheck again gambling. I know it. I know what you're going to tell me. Daddy said, it's worse than that, honey. She said, who's that horrible man standing there in our bedroom doorway? My God, I'm in my nightgown. Daddy said, that's why it's so bad. I lost more than the paycheck. I had to throw you in the pot, too. Honey, I didn't think I could look. I had this perfect hand here. I didn't believe this man was going to beat me. She said, you mean you? You bet my favors? In a poker hand? Your wife, the mother of your children? He said, I didn't want to do it, but I didn't think I'd have to put up with it. I mean, I thought I'd win the pot. And that hideous man, I'll never forget him. The scent of sweat on his body, the malocclusion, the pyrrhea-laden gums, the camel that hung from his yap. The hungry panting as he stood there in the doorway. Mama wept. Daddy said, you know, I can't welch on my bet. It'll be over before you know it, sweetheart. I'm sorry, and I love you. And that man walked into the room. Daddy was going to close the door and said, oh, by the way, the news getting worse. I'm sorry, honey, but I bet him double or nothing on a fudge pack, and so
The Greaseman Show.
Hello.
Hey, Grease.
Yes.
How do you maintain your happiness every day? You come in every day, and you're loving life every single day. How do you manage to do it?
Because I'm aware of my mortality. No, I'm serious. I know full well that one day I'll be doing a dirt bath, and so will you, young man. None of us are getting out of here alive. And so, since today, I'm feeling on top of my game. Since today, I have no aches or pains. Since today, I'm looking forward to going home, drinking a bone dry, knocking the bottom out of the wife. I'm loving life. And right now, as we talk, there are people skidding off roads, having horrible, mangling car crashes. Those are the people that have a right to be miserable. You and I have no right to be miserable.
Oh, fully understandable. But, I mean, your life can't be great 100% of the time.
I know how that is.
I mean, it seems like you're just loving life all
well,
the time.
I've been
here for years, and you've never been upset.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a new philosophy. Now I've learned to dread one day at a time. No, I'm actually a happy guy.
Well, that's good to hear. There's not enough of you people in the world.
Why, you're miserable?
No, but most of my friends are, and it's depressing.
Well, don't hang around. Then nip them. Hey, you shouldn't hang around depressing people. That's another thing you learn as the years go by. People that are depressed, that you call them, hey, how you doing? Oh, God, let me tell you what happened. People that always have a sob story or always whining, they're people that you should strike from your life. You don't need them.
Oh, I don't go find them. They find me.
Well, you're a good listener, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. Of course, you know, you got to watch out about guys like me that are always cheerful. Guys that are always happy, because one day we lose it. You think it's easy being happy all the time? Being analyzed, criticized? In the public eye? You're only as good as your last show? You think it's easy existing under that kind of pressure? Listening to the acerbic media maggots making their assessment of your prowess? You think it's easy maintaining a perky demeanor? Yeah. It's Mr. Sunshine. Well,
Let me be honest with you. One day I'll probably snap. And I guess when they break down the door to my place, and they see that full mural that I have on my east wing, with the picture of Charles Whitman. When they go through the rooms and they see the mosquito netting, they hear the jungle tape sound effects, they'll realize, my God, this man was crying for help and we never heard it. By the time they find that, it'll be too late. I'll already be climbing the steps of the Texas Tower, pulling up that big trunk. Step at a time, pulling a literal footlocker of army mix. Up the steps I go. 30 years ago, Whitman climbed these steps. Kick open the door that leads to the tower and see the view that he saw as I stand up there. Perfect access. There in Austin, Texas. Holy Whitman, he went up there with iron sights. I got laser. I got dum-dums. I got Teflon. And as I sit there eating a cheese sandwich, picking out targets, with my luck, I'll look around and I'll realize, hey, you know, there's nobody around here. What's oh, my God, I'm up here on spring break.
Oh, no!
So who's to say? Huh? Who's to say what could possibly happen here? Anybody want to play a quiz? A grease man quiz? Now, you know we can't just have everybody screaming and yelling. I got to take somebody completely at random off the blower at 1-800-544-9294. So let me just take somebody here. Hi, I'm looking for lucidity for someone who possibly stands a snowball's chance in hell of doing a quiz. What do you think? Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
It's a little miss on the line here, okay? What's your first name? What do you do?
I'm calling the Greaseman. Is this Greaseman?
Yeah, this is the Greaseman show. I'm going to let you play the Greaseman quiz. What's your first name? What do you do?
I'm playing the Greaseman quiz?
Yes. Hang on a second. Let me put you on hold. I think I'll let that lady sit on hold because she's obviously a wonderful human being, but she's not really up to speed on air. When I do get you on, I got to ask you to turn your radio down because the delay will drive you nuts, 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 and it'll drive you nuts, nuts, nuts. All right. Try this person here. Hi, you want to play the quiz?
Yeah.
All right. What's your first name? What do you do?
My name is Doug, and I work at a convenience store in Baltimore.
All right, Doug. Boy, I'll tell you what, we get around here. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. What do you do at the convenience store there, Doug?
Deal with the public.
Deal with the public. Drives you nuts, but at least we're together, you and me, huh?
Yes, sir.
Look at this. It's authentic Indian jewelry. Hey, Doug, huh? And a leather belt. Yes, you can tell this was not printed up in the days of political correctness. Now we call it Native American jewelry with a Native American belt. Yes, you'll be a yippee-tai-yay, a regular Chippewa off the old block. With Indian jewelry, if, of course, you solve the quiz question, which is, why did they call the gigolo Maxwell?
Max was very well.
I'm sorry?
Because Max was very well.
Max was very well. Judges? No. Why did they call the gigolo Max? Because he was good to the last drop. Gigolo Max, no, he didn't know it. Did you hear him blow it? Yes, he is a wacky guy. Oh, he didn't even try it because he knew I wouldn't buy it. Hey, we got a great consolation prize. I think you'll take a pass on the Native American jewelry because I got a genuine Harley Davidson jacket. Are you with me on this, Dougie? This thing is incredible. I mean, this thing is so nice. Where's your convenience store? Is it in a safe place? I wouldn't wear this to work. It's so nice. We're liable to find you with three bullets in you in a ditch somewhere. Then your jacket's missing.
Does very good neighborhood.
Okay, good, because this is a hell of a jacket. And don't forget to watch Harley Davidson, the American motorcycle. That's going to be on this coming Monday night, 8.05 p.m. on TBS. You watch it, and you could win your very own hog.
Yeah.
Your own hog. Hang on a second, Doug. Let me put you on hold a second. He's on line two, and we'll get the details. Do we have any more jackets we can give away later on in the week?
Rest of the week, I think.
Rest of the week, I think I got them. Okay, great. Bravo, Lingus, and congratulations from everybody here at Quiz Central. That is a very nice consolation prize indeed. I'd almost be tempted to throw the quiz just so I could have the jacket. Unless, of course, it was a suitcase full of diamonds, in which case I'd have to pass on the jacket. All right, my number is 1-800-544-9294. Stand by, there will be more of the Greaseman Show.